from the Lighthouse Chapel International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Collins Osabre will inspire you with rare teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord and to do your best for Him. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now listen to Victor Collins Osabre.
Father, tonight we have gathered in your presence as your people and as your children. I pray the Lord you will minister, you speak to our hearts, affect our lives. That the power that comes by the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, by the preaching of your word, let that power accompany the preaching tonight. Let none of us leave tonight the same as we came. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Ah, why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. Glad to be here tonight. All right. In the season of the founder, remember Sunday I was saying that March, we are celebrating March up to whenever. Is it May? Okay, it's May. So we are celebrating our founder. He was born on the 14th of May. May, it can be the only month that is better than November. It can only be May. Yeah. Even May, there's only one day in May that is more important than the month of November. They say legends are born in November. July is a rainy season. So, May for us as a church, and I want you to take this thing personal, is a month that we want to be educated about how to appreciate, honor, admire, and cherish the presence of God through human beings among us. You understand what I'm saying? So I started preaching on Sunday about how to identify anointed people. Because even though I have a lot of messages to preach, I believe that for many of us, we have to start from the angle of an anointed person. When somebody is anointed, the person is very different. Are you in the church or you've gone home? I'm saying that when somebody is anointed, that person is different. And when somebody is anointed for you, that is even more special. Because somebody can be anointed for a particular purpose, a particular reason. But when somebody is anointed for you, it means that God has thought about you and has descended into somebody he has chosen, so that that person now will be of a blessing and of a guide and of everything of prosperity to you. Again, when you want to prosper, prosperity is linked to people and linked to things when it comes to the kingdom of God. So you cannot just say, oh, I want to prosper. Lord, prosper me. This. And then it just happens. It takes meeting somebody to prosper. When Laban lived with his nephew Jacob, who had run away from his brother Esau, the only thing he ran away with was a father's blessings. Now, when he went to his uncle's home and he lived there for years, his uncle's sheep and goat and the things he had, they all became different. The uncle one day said, you know what? I am not a fool. I am not a small boy. I have realized that even though I thought that I was a sheep rearer, I'm a shepherd, I'm a goat keeper or whatever, I can only say that it is when you came into my house that I could see the fruitfulness and the prosperity of what I'm doing all these years. When somebody is anointed and that person comes into your life, it is the only thing you will ever wish. That's why the Bible says that for God so loved the world and he gave his son. His son went whom? When his mother went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And I don't know whether that time Elizabeth was pregnant, but I'm not sure whether Mary, the process had started. But the Bible says that when Mary went to see Elizabeth after the encounter with Gabriel, the baby, John the Baptist, in Elizabeth's womb, when Mary entered the house, began to kick in his mother's womb. And Elizabeth knew after the encounter that there's something about you that my child is aware of, that he's kicking me. So when somebody is anointed, that is God's provision for you, for your promotion and for your prosperity. And so when you have pastors, and there are pastors who are anointed, and there are pastors who are not anointed. There are apostles who are anointed, and there are apostles who are not anointed. There are prophets who are anointed, and there are prophets who are not anointed. That's why when Jesus was asked by John the Baptist, John the Baptist's disciples went to see Jesus, and they asked him, John said, we should find out from you whether you are the Messiah. Jesus didn't say, yes, I am, or no, I am not. Jesus said, go and tell John of what you see. The blind are seeing, the lame are walking. Well, he said that the gospel is preached to the poor. So somebody who is anointed has the power and the presence of God with him that he moves with. And that presence now is what causes miracles and things to happen in the lives of people you come across. I don't know if I'm preaching to somebody tonight. Now, so when somebody is anointed and the person is anointed for you and it comes among you, your everything depends on your attitude. Everything depends on your attitude. That's how come the Syrophoenician woman, when she came to Jesus to beg Jesus for a miracle, Jesus said, we do not give the food of the children to the dogs. If it was any of us Guyanese, we would have just said, yeah, what is this thing? What do you think he is? Because Guyanese, our views are very short. We get angry just quickly. Especially when it comes to church things. Because we have not come to understand that when somebody is anointed, that's why I asked you on Sunday, that have you started a church before? If I am talking and you want to show that you know better than me, my question is, have you started a church before? My brother, what's your name? I like your beard. What's your name? Brown. Like colors, brown, blue, green, brown. Are you sure it's brown? Because you thought about your name. You were too slow to answer, so I hope you're not giving me a wrong name. Mr. Brown, have you started a church before?
No.
No. So I've started churches, not one. Now, if I am talking to you about the Bible, what should you do?
Go and listen.
You can't listen. Hey, please. Guy. Hey, you have some five Granger. Anybody has Granger? I want to bless the guy with a Granger tonight. Correct for 10 points. Somebody who have started churches, when he's talking to you, you gotta listen. You have to listen. He got it correct. Anything about the church, you got to listen to what that anointed person, you see, and that is a mistake. Sometimes we think that, let's say, because the person is a pastor and he's preaching, all he's anointed for is just to preach. No. Where you are anointed, you have the presence of God with you. And almost anything that God can do, an anointed person with God's support can also make that happen for you. It depends on how you see that particular individual. Today somebody sent me a message and said that somebody owes me money. Please pray, because I know when you pray, the person will bring me back my money. That's a sign of something.
if somebody owes you, go and collect your money. What has that got to do with me? But the person said that, please pray, because I know you, that when you pray, the person can bring back me money. That is somebody who sees what is upon you. And because the person sees that, it also happens for them. Because that is what it's all about. You know, how you see the man of God is how the man of God becomes to you. If you see me as your uncle, I'll be an uncle to you. If you see me as your classmate, I'll be a classmate to you. Because I cannot be anything to you than what you expect me to be. That's what it is. It's like any machine or anything, any TV. If you buy a flat screen TV, that is Wi-Fi, it's a smart TV, it has a timer on it. You can see 2-3 screens at the same time, two, three channels at the same time, and you don't know how it works. And you take the remote and you just watch it on. You change channels, NCN, Sharma, and this. And then when you are going to sleep, you just drop to sleep in front of the TV. And by the time you wake up in the morning, the TV is still on. You don't know that you can put the program a timer and say, the way things are going, I could easily fall asleep in the next hour. So let me program it 1.5 hours time. TV, when you see that I sleep, then you too, you sleep. There are TVs like that. Now, if you don't know that function, the TV won't do that for you. That's what I mean. That if you don't know that a pastor is anointed, your pastor is anointed for this particular area of your life, then you will be struggling in that area. If you don't know that listening to messages has something, you'll not listen to messages. If you don't know that reading books can give you something, that's what you see is how you become. The way you look is that's how you become. So it is very, very important for us to see anointed people in the way God expects us to see them. Otherwise, you walk with an anointed person, you will never know that he's an anointed person. Jesus and his mother went to a wedding in Cana of Galilee. And then the wine at the party got finished. Jesus was there. The people were in trouble. Nobody went to Jesus to say, you know where they sell wine? Jesus was minding his business. It was survival. They say, why the survival? Okay. It was Jesus' mother who went to him and said, bye. I know when eyes need tomatoes, use make tomatoes come. I know when eyes need salt, you tell me not to go to my neighbor and borrow. And before I catch myself, salt come. Iodized salt come. These people, they are my relatives. The wine is finished. People still coming. Shame. Shame. This grace is coming to this, my family. But I must do something. So he took some people and said, you see that guy? Whatever he tells you, do it. Because Mary knew who she was dealing with. It wasn't to Mary, it wasn't that little boy. Just Jesus, me came out. Look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity. Suffer me to come to thee. Mary did not see. Mary was the one who went to do push at the hospital. Not hospital, in the manger. Joseph was hollering. Mary was pushing. She knows who is baby. But right from her the conception to when he was born and all of that, Mary had too many evidences to just think that it was just a normal baby coming out. Too many evidences. And so when Jesus was born and he started growing and all of that, it was she had also gone through a lot of things with Jesus. So she knew that Jesus was not her child.
her womb was rented for the Son of God to come down on earth. And therefore Mary saw somebody who came out between her legs as the holy and anointed one. Yeah. And that is how come Jesus was able to also do the things Mary wanted at that time, especially at that wedding in Cana of Galilee. So it's important for us to see Dagwood Mills as a very, very anointed, God-chosen guide for us. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So that when you see him or you see anything about him, your attitude must change. You see, and we have to be taught. Otherwise, you see, it's not all of us who have been taught to appreciate sacred things. Because even Esau made a very, very big mistake. He actually despised the birthright that actually would have been his secret to all whatever he needed in this life. But he despised it. And therefore, his life was different. So, the man of God, Bishop Dagwood Mills, we have to see him in a very, very different light. In Mark chapter what? What did I say? Mark chapter something? Mark chapter 14. Okay. Let's go there. So tonight, my message is entitled, are you there? Something. Mark chapter 14, verse 3. I'll tell you the title just now. I want to read some of the scripture. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, it means when he was eating. Simon the leper had invited him to his house, and Jesus was eating, maybe some chow mein or some kalalu or something he was eating. There came a woman. Somebody say, there came a woman. Having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very, very precious. Precious alone is a very important word. When you add very to it, you spoil the thing. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. 4. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Are you following? Yes. You should watch this carefully because this will define your prosperity in this house or your poverty. This will define your shining point or your not shining point. Listen to this message very, very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Verse 5. For the ointment might have been sold, because it's very precious, it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. I mean, when you talk about 300 pence, you're talking about millions today. And have been given to the poor. And should have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. You go to Nazareth, then Jesus said, let her alone. Leave her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, you may do them good. But me, ye have not always. Verse 8. She had done what she could. She is come aforehand, or she has come before
to anoint my body to the burying.
Verse 9. And verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her.
It's fantastic.
But the story didn't start well. It didn't start with a clap like how you... It has ended with a clap. It didn't start with a clap. Because the Bible says Jesus was in the house of Simon the leper. Other versions will say that when the woman went to do that to Jesus, Jesus said, when I came, you didn't give me anything for my feet. Which means that, and history has it, that the Jews had a practice. Because there were no, you know, kind of vehicles and those days, people used to walk a lot. So one of the practices was that when you get a visitor in your house, you give them water in a basin for them to put their feet inside to wash their feet. That was custom for anybody who visits a Jew's home. So Jesus entered into the house of Simon the leper. And we all know Jesus from the Bible, that he used to walk all over the place. Even when you wanted to know, why was this man walking all over the place like that? Because there was no Bluetooth, there was no Wi-Fi in those days. Everything, you have to walk, you have to do it yourself. So now that we have WhatsApp groups that we can say, okay, tomorrow we are meeting. No, you have to go to everybody's house one by one and tell them tomorrow we are having a meeting. And that one, there was no donkey on that. You have to. The only time he sat on a donkey was when he entered into Jerusalem on that triumphant day. So, when Jesus entered into Simon the leper's house, and they were there, even though he had invited him to come for dinner, to eat, lunch, brunch, whatever it was, nobody went further to refresh his body. There was this woman, God bless women. He said, women, you are supposed to be more admiring than fighting and criticizing. Because it wasn't a man who was identified to do this thing. It's a woman. Women flow easily a lot. You see, when you're a woman, you should take that aspect and stop the other part that makes you some way. Fighter. Calvin says fighter. The woman came into Simon the leper's house. Jesus was with his disciples. The woman wasn't invited. There was no invitation card for her. Somehow, she got to know that the anointed vessel of God had entered Simon the leper's house. And she decided that, you know what? I have this small thing, but I want to give it to him in appreciation and in honor of what he has done for me or has done in my life. In fact, the Bible, and if you read the commentaries, this is said to be Mary, the one that Jesus cast a lot of devils from. Mary Magdalene. The one who Jesus showed himself to right after on the day of resurrection. When she said, the Bible said that Mary saw the gardener and he said, do you know where they have taken my master's body? And then Jesus said, Mary. And she said, Rabboni! It's like, Bishop! Because Mary heard Jesus' voice. That same Mary who saw Jesus after he rose up. The Bible says Jesus had cast out devils from this woman. And somehow, she was very appreciative of it. Somehow, this woman had realized that if it wasn't this man of God who came into my life, me holding a Bible to preach, who is me? You see, and even those things, many of us don't appreciate it. You don't appreciate the little opportunities we give you in the church. Because you see, the ability to value things, you don't have it. And once you don't have things like that, let me tell you, I don't want to sound like a prophet of doom. But if you don't do things right, you will not also experience the things that comes when you do things right. Yeah. The little things we give you around here in church to do,
that little sweeping, that little taking care of, this, this, that. Don't disrespect it, though. Don't disrespect it, though. It has something for you. God, you see, there's no way any of us would have had an opportunity in the house of God to do anything. No way. No way. No way. How? Who are we? Who are we that God will choose us? Or is that little home cell you have? You may easily feel it's a little fatiguing or whatever. You are canceling something about you. It is the church that has made me who I am today. If I have anything that you are jealous about, it's because of the church. I don't do nothing outside. I don't do no business. You can ask around. In fact, you can follow my footsteps. You see where I go and where I don't go. It's so clear. But I'm prosperous. I said, up to now, somebody, one of my church members is waiting for me. Anytime I say it, I get excited. One of my church members is waiting for me to tell them what I want every Sunday. Yeah, somebody approached me and said that, now that you are a bishop, I want to do something for you, something costly and nice for you every Sunday. The person is still waiting for me to tell them what I want. Because I'm totally, completely, wholly blessed. I don't know what I need on a Sunday. What I need on Sunday is people to preach to. That's all I need. That's all. The person is still waiting. Up to the other day, the person will say, please remember. Anita, what should I do for you every Sunday? I'm sure you give me about 5 things. Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5. When was the last time somebody told you? No, I said, when was the last time somebody asked you? What do you want? Not even a sweetie, somebody said. Am I not totally blessed? Yeah. It is through the church. So, the things in the church, the little things, hey, don't despise them all. Don't despise. If you despise them, you'll be like Esau. The Bible, God will see you as a profane person. So, the lady went into the room. You see, you think about it. Jesus was in a house. It must have been a big house with his 12 disciples. I'm sure Simon the leper also had people in the house because they had invited Jesus. So I don't think it was a private eating time because the disciples were there. This woman came unannounced. I don't know whether she jumped the gate or whatever. With a small alabaster box of ointment. Spikenard, the Bible says. Came, and I'm sure Jesus wasn't sitting at the gate. So when you enter the place, when you enter the house, you see Jesus right there. I'm sure Jesus was somewhere in the middle. Just like, you know, remember when some people wanted Jesus to pray for somebody who was sick. They went and took off the roof and then dropped the body inside. It's very difficult to go to where Jesus is at. And it's normal. So whenever you want to see an anointed man of God and it's difficult, you should be respectful and know that that's how it works. I'll force until I get through. I don't know whether I said something there that you get. Yeah. Most anointed people, it's not easy to see them. No matter how you think. So the woman found herself her way. I don't know how Peter, of all the disciples, didn't say, take out his knife and say, and cut off her ears or something. Because he was used to those things. But the woman managed to go and pour the ointment. This version says, Mark said he poured it on his head. Other versions say he poured it on his feet and wiped it with hair. And when it was, you see, the most important thing is what is it? The Bible says that there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard. You and I don't know what spikenard is. Very precious. And she broke the box. She didn't open it though. She broke it. It's not like you're using some and you're leaving some to take home. Break the box. And when you break it, everything is going out. And the Bible says he poured it on his head. But the next verse is what we're looking at. He says that And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? This is dishonor. This is first class eye pass and dishonor. This is first class disrespect. First class, I don't know what else, what word to use. But the message I'm preaching to you is how Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. How Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. How Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. You see, the people were jealous because the woman had seen something about Jesus that they didn't see. Yeah. And that's what I started on Sunday, that you must be able to identify. If you can't identify, it's difficult. But if you can identify, then you will also be encouraged to take the appropriate steps to honor the servant and the vessel of God. So how Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. Number one, so we are picking up important things from this story. A great expense was bestowed on Jesus Christ. A great expense was bestowed on Jesus Christ. So the woman, we all can conclude that the woman honored Jesus, isn't it? Is that not what we can say? Because Jesus himself said that, can you believe it? That the simple thing the woman came to do, the Bible says that Jesus did that, the woman did that towards his burial. Andriska, can you believe that something small that you do, let's say for Bishop on his birthday, that thing has an effect, not at that even present moment, but effect when the person is dead rather? I don't know if you are following what I'm trying to say. I should say it again, isn't it? I'm saying that Jesus said what the woman has done is not even for now, but it is against his burial. So I am asking and I'm making a statement that can we believe that the little things that we might do for God or might do for God's anointed are things that are going to be more important to us or for us or even for the man of God on a particular day? So it's like what you are doing for the man of God now is not for now, but it is for even his future. You are following? Because what the woman came to do, Jesus is saying that she is come beforehand. She has come because I'm not dying today. I know I'm going to die. I'm going to be buried. But instead of the woman coming to do it when I'm dead and I'm buried, she has seen my burial and she has come to do for me what I will need at that time. And I'm saying that, do we know? Can we even perceive? Can we even understand that something that we do for the man of God in this month, something that we'll give to Bishop in this month, is something that Bishop will rather need 20 years from now? Something that will become even more of a blessing in the future and not now? How can a small gift have such an effect? Is it because when it comes to the anointed person and honor, you don't have an idea what you are doing? You don't have an idea what you are doing. You don't have an idea what you are doing. So a lot was spent on Jesus. A great expense was bestowed on Jesus Christ. That's how the woman honored him. A great expense. So there's nothing wrong in doing something big, magnificent, magnanimous. Is it magnanimous or is that how you call it?
magnanimous something for the man of God. People rather will say it's a waste of time. People rather will say it's a waste of money. People rather will say it's a waste of resources. Why? You see, it's because when it comes to honor, it has to have some weight.
No, you can easily not honor people according to their levels. Oh, that is why we have taken our time to preach and teach this season of what you must do. Because me, immediately I was consecrated and I became a bishop, I see myself different. Oh. So you, if you don't see myself different, you'll be eye pass. I'll pass you by. Oh. Because I am not what you used to see. Oh. Who told you? Hello. Yes, my anointing, my capabilities, my everything has been upgraded.
Yeah.
No, you have to now see. You see, what the woman gave to Jesus, it cost one of Jesus' disciples. And it's like that, oh. Sometimes if you don't take care, when something is done for the anointed man of God, if you are around, you have to really have eyes for admiration. Oh. I don't think you understand what I'm saying. You can easily make a comment to people who want to do something for the man of God. Yeah, you can make a negative because you don't see the use. You don't see the essence. And that's what, and it was Judas who made that statement. Judas. Because a woman honored Jesus is one of the most expensive things she had. It is sad that even if you realize so we the pastors, we have to tell ourselves, let's give this particular amount. I mean, sad. It shouldn't be told. It shouldn't be said. We should automatically know that Reverend Larry Haywood would have never existed if it wasn't for Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Because you are going to church in a horse stable with your friend Isan Rankin. Yeah. Today, both of you are reverend ministers. You got wives exactly in this church too. Look at all of them getting wives and husbands in this church. Where would it have been? Where would it have been? Wearing your black and red on a Tuesday night, singing a song. Where somebody will be juxing you at this time somewhere. Juxing you. You've been biting people on their back. Biting people on their back. You singing solo?
I love it. I love it.
No, you think about it. You see, but if you don't have the eyes for value, you can easily disrespect the small thing you are in this church here.
You don't have those eyes.
Yeah.
Preaching?
People should come and sit down and listen to you. Who are you? Who are you? Pastor Isam was a church prostitute, a church dangle. He used to go around and play keyboard.
So like by now, he wouldn't be in the church. He would have gone, taken his keyboard, gone. Collected his money, gone. If I'm going to raise a song now, we'll be in trouble because
he's going to the next church to play and collect money.
But when he entered into Lighthouse, stability came into his life. Hey.
No, tell your neighbor you shouldn't take these things for granted, you know. The woman, that's why Jesus celebrated. How Jesus celebrated the woman who honored the anointing. And from the story, we realize that the woman gave, she gave a great expense was bestowed on Jesus Christ. There's no offering that is too big for Bishop Dag. Unless you don't have it. I said, unless you don't have it. There is no time that is more precious than the things of God. Nothing. You know what people give to God? People give their lives. Not money, not time. Their lives. When God comes into your life, what he needs is your life. Not your time. Not your life. Because it's life for life. If you can't equal his sacrifice, you are not worthy of his kingdom. He comes for your life. So when we are honoring Bishop, his birthday, because of Bishop's birthday, we want to do outreach. There's a day we are going to go out and sell his books or to honor him. You can't eliminate and absent yourself. That's why, Anita, I was telling you that whatever time you have to close, you should be able to close. Because what you want the time for is too much. It's something that what you have time for cannot be compared. But you have to see it. You got some cataract or something? I rebuke the cataract in the name of Jesus. You have to see what it is. What do you think made me leave my country where I was looking for money? What do you think made me leave Europe to come to Guyana? For what? For who? You shouldn't forget those things, though. When you forget those things, you easily disrespect the anointing. We came because we realized that this church thing is far important than euros. It's far important than cheese and milk. It's far important. Oh. Don't you see their pictures when they send you their pictures? People from abroad, they look so nice and rosy and juicy and things. Yeah. Skin color, turn up. No bleaching cream. Your face light or your body dark. Not that. This one, your whole body shining. Mary Kay is what? What do you need Mary Kay for? It's, when you go, you even be confused what to buy. Jiggy, hey! You'll be confused about what foundation to choose. Hey! Facebook will be tired. So what makes somebody who has traveled somewhere to prosper forget about the prosperity and come to a country where because when it comes to the anointing, it must be honored. You can't do things for Jesus that doesn't cost you. That is where many people struggle. When it costs you. Because we are so selfish and egocentric and self-centered that once it's going to cost us something, we begin to have headaches and migraines and convulsions. Because it is costing us something. But there is nothing about the anointing that must not cost. It must cost you. Let me give you one scripture and we close.
The services, they must be long, because when I get you like this, I gotta push that thing inside you. Because I don't know when I'll see you again. It's true. Oh, you think I'm not? That's true. Some people will even be annoyed with what I'm preaching about. It depends on how you look at it. Who has the wisdom of Daniel? Ivo, do you have the wisdom of Daniel? Matthew chapter 23. Where's Malik? 23. Where's Malik in the church tonight? He didn't come tonight. Oh, but Junior is here. Junior is also a very good one. You're on, Junior. Yeah, okay. Matthew 23:37. Oh, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. Is it not interesting? We should know what Jerusalem is. Jerusalem is the city of God. Jerusalem is made up of people who are expected to know God and know about the things of God. So anything concerning God and concerning the anointing, it shouldn't be a difficult thing for them to understand. Are you following? It's the same thing in the church with Christians and in Lighthouse Chapel and Shepherd House International. We are Christians and God expects us to know what it means to have a bishop who, by the grace of God, has brought a church to us here in Guyana. But the Bible says that it is that same people, they kill the prophets. And then they stone them which are sent unto them. What happens is that God gives you a pastor. God gives you a bishop. God gives you a founder. He founds a church and he gets you into the church. But what we do as human beings, instead of honoring the anointing, we fight and we kill and we stone them. We abuse them. We insult them. We say all kinds of things against them. I'm preaching a very, very nice message tonight. Evil or? He says that you who killed Jerusalem was not supposed to be associated with killing prophets and stoning people who are sent by God. Jerusalem? Talk about Judea or Samaria, not Jerusalem. Not the church. The church is not a place where pastors should not be respected. The church is not a place where pastors should not be honored. Let it be outside. Let it be in the world. Yes, we understand, because they don't know the value of a pastor in a person's life. Gerard was telling me today, he went somewhere and he met somebody who comes to church once in a blue moon. And the person is telling him that he should tell me that he found somebody they want to get married. Now, so why, if you're going to get married, why do I have to know? Why don't you go to the post office? Isn't it fantastic? It's a post office there is married people. Yeah. Listen, Mary. Why should Pastor Gerard come and tell me that you want to, if you want to marry, it's my back case. It's not me business. Are you see? There are certain times when you realize that you see that you need the anointed. You need a person who carries the anointing, because that's what I'm saying. It's all selfishness. If you're going to get married, why should a bishop know about it? Yeah, when it goes for us, when it suits us, that's what we want. He said, how often would I have gathered thy children together? How often, Jesus, the anointed man, how often I would have wanted to gather your children, the children who you are finding difficult to deal with, the children who are going astray, the children who don't have a future, the children who don't have any vision. How I would have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and you would not allow me. Next. He said, behold, because of that, your house is left unto you desolate.
Because you are not handling the anointing the way you must handle it. Do you know that that 24 hours that Bishop stepped foot here in Guyana made a certain impact on him up to today? I don't know what we did. But Guyana in Bishop's heart is completely different. It's completely different. It's fantastic. Oh, it's very, very nice. I don't know what we did for him. I know what we did for him. And you know it because soon after he left here and he went to Ghana for ISI, everything was Guyana, Guyana, Guyana. You hear Guyana, 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 Guyana. And then now when he goes to the Bible school, I mean, you meet a Guyanese. You can't miss a Guyanese. You meet a Guyanese. So there's something. And he came here for 24 hours. He was in Jamaica for about 3 days. I was very jealous. Yeah. He went to Jamaica. He went to Bob Marley Museum. And even Lady Pastor Ida has one of the soundtracks. He said, alive in Jamaica. Not live in Guyana. But it was us who was saying, honey, honey, I love you. Hey. Even that one. It is only Guyana that changed the song. Yeah. Yeah. The song has been sung all over. But the moment it came to Guyana, I don't know where we got our thing from. But one lady pastor, I just said, honey, honey, I love you. Hey. Anytime that song is sung, you see, and you don't hear the A, you feel that it's a wrong song. I tell you. I don't know what we did, but that 24 hours. Because Bishop started preaching Sunday morning and ended Sunday night. He came in Saturday night, started preaching Sunday morning. Left Sunday night, we ended. Monday, early morning, 3 a.m., I went to pick him up, took him to the state. That's all. Yet, our country, I mean. Oh. I tell you. Man, I feel so proud, man. I feel so proud. One of the things he said, and I was so glad we managed to get that through. He said it even at the camp. He said, I've not seen an immigration officer since I came to the country. Yeah. By the grace of God, we had some arrangement. When he got out of the plane, he was walking on the tarmac, he called it. Then myself and some gentlemen were standing somewhere, and we said, you are welcome to our country. That's all. We took him somewhere. We gave him VIP drink. In fact, the people he was with, they also never saw an immigration officer. All they realized is that we are coming out. He came into the car. Where do I say? So this immigration officer said, what is your purpose in this country? There's nothing like that. That is how you handle the anointed. Yeah. And I saw in Jamaica when he landed, they came to pick him up with a big limousine. Yeah, maybe next time we'll put him in a limousine too. Limousine that moves from here to the cemetery road. Big limousine. When he's moving, everybody must stop. Yeah. You can even give me a police escort next time he comes. What do you think, Calvin? Yeah, can I give you a police escort? Because even cricket players, they get. Why should the bishop get? He'll get in the name of Jesus. It must happen. Cricket players from Bangladesh, from India, from Australia, motor riders. What about this man of God? Wherever we can get win, we'll get it for him next time he comes around. Come on, somebody give it a lot of shout. Yeah, he's getting win. That's feel nice. You see, and when things like that happens, then his preaching, it becomes sweeter. You see, when you're preaching, you preach very nice. You see, because when it came to a point, we were sleeping, but he didn't treat us bad. Yeah. I was dozing myself. You too, right? Yeah. I was sitting in front and I said, God, please help me. Why are my eyes closing? I know how it feels when you are preaching and somebody's closing their eyes. I can't close my eyes when my bishop, my father is preaching.
But he said, I know you are sleeping, but you listen to the message. Don't worry. Adoniram Jackson. And he started reading. His heart had already been softened. Because there are some places when he see people sleeping. Okay, stand up. Let's pray. We're closing. Finish. You wouldn't know that it was somebody who was sleeping. That's why he has closed. Because when you are preaching and people are sleeping, it's like people are rejecting what you're doing. They did that to Jesus. He said, your house is left desolate. Let's read quickly before we close. What's the next one? He said, for I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth until you say, until you handle me properly, until you declare and begin to respect me and say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. As long as you are coming in the name of the Lord, I will call you blessed. I will treat you different. I will handle you properly. Unless you do that, your house is left desolate. Your children are found wanting. That's why when he was entering triumphantly into Jerusalem, he told the people that if even if these people keep quiet, the stones will praise me. We have to bestow great treasures on anointing. Because what anointing can do for you, that small money you have, it can't pay for it. Do you know? Like I said it, I don't know whether you still believe it, that even as a bishop now, do you know that I can consecrate somebody to be a bishop? Do you know that? It's one of my privileges. So if I say I want to make Gaskin a bishop, that's all. Yeah, Bishop Gaskin, that's all. Yeah. Yeah. He'll put on something like that. He'll put it on. White tunic, a black rope around his waist. He has his cross. He has his tunic. He has his mitre. He has his ring. He has his staff. He has his big Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Bishop Troy Anthony Gaskin. From that day, you will respect him. You will have to call him Bishop. Because I said, that is the power I have. Yeah, that's the authority I have. Yeah. That's the authority I have. Because of being a bishop, anywhere in Lighthouse I go, Mustard Seed International, Loyalty House, First Love, Shepherd House, Lighthouse, Mega Church, Kodesh Family Church, wherever, Premier Amor, something at least, Jesus, Giri. Any of the denominations I go, I get VIP treatment. Now, we have a pastor's conference in Barbados this month. Oh, me, they are not telling me to register. They can't tell me to register. They can't tell me to send my flight details. Ooh, I'm coming. Find out. And when we go, you see that where the people are going to sleep, I'll go and sleep somewhere else. Boo for bishop. Boo for bishop. Boo for bishop. It's nicer than B for bishop. Capital B for bishop. No. You don't know what has happened. And as bishop, I never told God that, why are you not making me a bishop? God, please make me a bishop. It's bishop who made me bishop. The way he's addressed is the same way he has asked you to address me. Wow. That is what he has, that the elevation he has given me. What money? What money can buy this? What money? That day my sister called me and said, your niece says she's getting married August 2018 and she's telling you now to come and officiate her marriage. I said, hey, they've got a family bishop now. Okay, it's good. That's what the anointing can do for you, Carla. Money can buy it. Money can. So when it comes to honor the anointing, and you are thinking of Granger. Oh. Granger. The anointing must be honored and precious things must be bestowed on anointing. Let me close with this. When Jesus was born, and the wise men saw his star from the east, Mary, the Bible says, Mary pondered all these things in her heart. The woman was overwhelmed that somebody will know that she has given birth to a child in a stable in Bethlehem. And not only did they, not ordinary people came, wise men from the east, the Bible says, and they came with frankincense, with gold, and with myrrh for a little baby who doesn't, can't even see nor talk. Why would you give so precious thing to a little baby? Because they knew who they had come to see. A great anointing had entered into the earth through Bethlehem, and they were the first privileged people to go and greet and welcome the Son of God into this world. Ladies and gentlemen, all we have is Bishop Dag. He is the one who, through whom we are enjoying all the things we enjoy and the things we are going to enjoy. Let us honor him. Let us honor him. Let us honor everything around him. Because that is also another thing that we may have to teach about it. Because sometimes it's, okay, if it's Bishop, it's okay. But if it's Pastor Leon, then it's something else. But it's Bishop who will tell Pastor Leon to say something. That's also another topic, but we'll continue another time. My time is up, please. Stand to your feet. Oh, hey, is that an honorable hand clap? Yeah. Now, even if this is for a man who is anointed, how much more God himself? You have to go down and lie down and roll for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Ah. That's why when the power of God comes into the building, people can't stand. Whether you like it or not, you have to fall. Because God is so awesome that in his presence, we cannot stand straight. Hallelujah. Blessed be you. And why don't you thank God for Bishop? Thank God for Bishop. Let's thank God for Bishop Dag Ewart Mills. He's in Mozambique. Had a first night crusade tonight. Max Zizi. Miracles took place. Miracles. Many miracles. Salvations. A very powerful man of God who God has given to us in this Shepherd House International. One of the 10 denominations that has sprung forth in the Caribbean and South America. Let's thank God for Bishop Dag. Let's thank God for the church that we are part of. Let's thank God even for the resident minister Bishop Dag has placed here over you and to minister to you and to speak to you. It's a great thing to give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Kebro sheke berendes. Raka brababa sata barababa. Raya basi keberebebe sheke berendebe sete berebebe. Reke bosita baraba kabra sata barababa. Rama mama sike berebebe sheke berendes. Baba basika barandebe kebreske ke boria baba. Nandere me cabras catabara baba. Riebebe sete berebe abarabaraba shika baraba. Rica baraba sete berebe quebrebe sete. Rebo sete beca baraba sata barababa. Rebo bobo sika barababande. Holy are you, Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks with a grace. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Oh, give thanks, give thanks. The Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now, let the weak
Say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks.
Father, tonight we thank you, we bless you, we honor you. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for teaching us. May we not be people who do not bestow precious gifts and precious things towards the anointing. I know we are healed. I know we are, our eyes are open. I know we are enlightened. Henceforth, we will not be like Jerusalem that killeth and stoneth the prophets that were sent unto them. By the honor we bestow on this anointed man of God, may we be elevated and be promoted to higher levels and higher heights. I give you praise and I give you glory in Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.